Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Now, in the first 43 days of 2024, there were 43 seizures of weapons parts by the Border Patrol just coming into Chicago. And they stopped 43 shipments carrying various parts used to modify weapons to either make them fully automatic or suppress the sound. They seized 9 shipments concealing a total of 55 Glock switches. One seizure included 5 AR-15 auto sears that convert a rifle to fully automatic fire. 33 seizures of shipments containing a total of 57 suppressors. Most of these from China, and we're heading to various locations throughout the U.S. The Glock switch, right? That's illegal. It's illegal to use or to possess. Just so you know. And I think it's very educational. Look at the from China part. Because my first question is, if we know this, why aren't we having discussions with China over this? Now, in Baltimore, Maryland, they say they're recovering more guns that have been illegally modified to shoot full auto, the use of switches or auto sears. Last year, they seized 59 with switches attached, and they say criminals using illegally modified guns were responsible for at least 2 homicides in 2023, along with a high-profile shooting on the campus of Morgan State University, which left 5 people injured. Now, my first thought reading that is the whole idea of how bad these are. But they only contributed. Now, Baltimore's got a lot of homicides. And it makes me wonder why there was only 2 attributed to this, because I would think if it is such the scourge that they're trying to tell us that it is, that it would have contributed to more. But I'm not even sure if they know. I kind of think they probably don't. The switches on the Glock, you take off the back plate on the back of the upper, and you put this in place, and it has an on-off switch, and it sort of puts a bump on the back of the gun. And then it turns it into, it's going to fully automatically dump the magazine you got in there. And with a full size, you're going to want a full size Glock for it, because this thing's going to be jumping. These are not designed to be accurate by any stretch of the imagination. taking all of that into consideration, you got to wonder, what's the answer to this? Now, the answer is not the states that don't have gun control, though. Because none of the states that have gun control versus the states that are free, these switches are illegal no matter where they're at, no matter where they're coming from. And, that's the thing. Now, these things can be 3D printed, and one researcher at the Bloomberg-funded John Hopkins University Center for Gun Violence, they're still pinning the blame for the rise in switches in Baltimore on states with weaker gun laws. Now, because they're 3D printed, you can ban them all you like. Ban them all you like. I don't know what that's going to do. I don't know if it's going to do anything. And despite narratives of the contrary, the, you know, the whole directives coming from the federal level, they're not going to work. Congress already heavily regulates sale of machine guns for nearly a century with the NFA. This is not a new thing. The Glock would be considered in the same vein as the Tommy gun, as the fully automatic M4, all these other things. The manufacturer of or importing of these new machine guns for civilian use has been banned since some arbitrary date back in 1986. Also got really strict regulations around the sale of suppressors, the devices that muffle the sound of a gunshot. And as a result, very few show up at crime scenes. As are, you know, 3D printing, the other technological advancements threaten to change all of that. All these things put aside, then we're looking at this, particular individual. I don't know what his first name is. For some reason, it just says his last name, Crafossi. He says, despite the narratives of the contrary, policy, at least at the federal level, does work. Congress has heavily regulated the sale of these for nearly a century after the mobsters armored them, got into gun battles with cops during Prohibition in the 1920s. The manufacture or importing new machine guns for civilian use has been banned since 1986. Crafossi says, we're not going to ban 3D printers, who is supposedly a gun owner who participates in pistol shooting competitions. We need to do a better job of anticipating of where things will move next in terms of technology. We need to do a better job of raising the floor for everyone. States with strong gun laws are at the mercy of states with weaker gun laws around them. Well, that's not necessarily true, Mr. Crafossi, because do the states with heavy gun control, do they limit 3D printers? And if federal policy is as effective as Mr. Crafossi claims, why is the ATF reporting a nearly sevenfold increase in the number of auto sears and switches seized nationwide between 2012 and 2021? The policy alone is not doing anything to curb their appetite for these things. Also, it is patently ridiculous for Crafossi to turn this into a debate between states that takes a dim view of the right to keep and bear arms and those that respect the Second Amendment. Most of these switches are being illegally imported into the United States from overseas. But those that aren't shipped over from China are typically made on 3D printers and can be sold on the local black market without having to create an interstate trafficking operation. You can buy a 3D printer that will do this for about $200 on Amazon. We're not going to ban 3D printers, though anti-gun states like California are giving it a shot. Some gun control activists are even pushing to have some of or all semi-automatic firearms reclassified as machine guns by the ATF, which is a interesting reimagining of the terminology. And even though I doubt Biden will take that step before Election Day, it's a distinct possibility if he wins another term in November. Now, the thing about these switches is the best way to do this would be to arrest and prosecute the offenders, referring their cases to the local U.S. attorney for prosecution in federal court whenever possible, not offering a plea deal that results in a slap on the wrist and ensuring that there are real consequences for their criminal actions. In Chicago, for example, one weekend, the cops found 9 of these things on Glocks. Nobody got arrested. They confiscated the switches, but nobody got arrested. So we don't need any new laws to address this. We just need to, you know, effectively use the laws that are already in place. It's illegal already. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see what this becomes. It's an interesting thing that, you know, we got this guy that's supposed to, once again, they go looking for a guy that's, quote, gun guy. And he comes out and he sounds like he's against the Second Amendment. So that means even the gun guys like this new law. So we should be doing it absolutely right now, this minute, despite all the contradictory stuff he has to say about it. Anyway, just thought I would throw that in there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Athens Mayor, Athens, Georgia Mayor Kelly Gertz, she held what is now referred to as a viral press conference to address the murder of Lakin Riley by Venezuelan migrant Jose Antonio Ibarra. And rather than expressing outrage at the murder of a promising young woman by a man who simply should not have been in the United States, Gertz pushed the usual anti-border, pro-illegal alien line, cautioning his audience against conflating immigration and crime because the data demonstrates the two are not connected. Well, of course, he didn't point to any studies or statistics or expert testimony to prove his point. He just was, he was just putting that out there so that, you knew. But is he right? Does the data actually show that a massive surge in the number of illegal aliens causes no increase in crime? And the answer is no. And that's not at all what the data shows. In fact, most studies claiming there is no connection between migration and crime were written by ideologues who drew political conclusions and then went in search of data to support that. They started out with the answer to the question and then went to find the question. So, when studies are really conducted by objective researchers who actually understand both the criminal justice system and immigration law, they show unequivocally that there is a connection between failures to enforce our immigration laws and increases in crime. A 2021 Department of Justice survey found that non-citizens constituted 64% of all federal arrestees in 2018, despite the fact that non-citizens then represented only 7% of the U.S. population. A 2019 Federation of American Immigration Reform study reviewed data from the federal government's State Criminal Alien Assistance Program and the Texas Department of Public Safety in concluding that the illegal aliens commit crimes at a rate at least three times higher than citizens and lawfully present aliens, which is not surprising. A 2021 Center for Immigration Studies report looked at additional Texas DPS data and concluded that illegal aliens commit serious crimes like homicide and sexual assault at a much higher rate than citizens and legal migrants. All of these studies tend to be supported by direct observation. In 2015, Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, a five-times deported illegal alien from Mexico, shot Kate Steinle to death in San Francisco with a weapon that was stolen from the Bureau of Land Management. In 2018, Christian Bethena Rivera, an illegal alien from Mexico, abducted and murdered college student Molly Tibbetts while she was jogging in Iowa. In 2022, autistic 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton was raped and murdered by 16-year-old Salvatore, an illegal alien who was also a member of the MS-13. In 2023, high school cheerleader Lisbeth Medina was allegedly stabbed to death in Texas by Rafael Gabriel Romero, a visa overstayer from Mexico, and he was recently indicted on capital murder charges. Also in 2023, Ecuadorian illegal alien Juan Leonardo Parra Altamirano, was arrested and charged with causing a car crash in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts, and then fleeing the scene as Haitian legal immigrant Erfero Gilbert burned to death in her vehicle. Then, just a few weeks ago, in Lynn, Massachusetts, ICE arrested a previously deported Mexican-Guatemalan dual citizen who had been convicted of child rape and prostitution. Are you getting the, you catching this pattern that we see here? But even where circumstances, where logic would dictate that there's a blatant connection between migrants and crime, those who peddle a pro-migration agenda don't want to acknowledge reality, despite the fact that it is viciously smacking them in the face. In New York City, the Venezuelan-trained Aragua gang has been masterminding an organized purse-snatching and cell phone robbery scheme that has preyed upon women through the five boroughs. Meanwhile, individual migrants have been arrested for robbery assaults, rioting, assault on NYPD officers, and shooting at cops. But journalists of what experience should be telling them, regardless of what experience is telling them, the journalists and the editors of the New York Times insist, migrant crime wave not supported by data despite high-profile cases. Now, based on all of the foregoing, a reasonable observer might conclude that people who are opportunistic enough to begin their relationship with the United States by breaking the law might see no reason not to keep breaking it. But if you thought that the radical globalist utopians would allow anything like rational thought to interfere with their fantasy of a borderless world, then you'd be wrong. The fact is, for Mayor Gertz and other anti-borders, pro-sanctuary politicians like him, the narrative that Americans are oppressors and everyone else is a victim outweighs the oath they took to enforce our laws and protect Americans. In their world, Lake and Riley is just collateral damage on the road to the perfect world that they're building. And they prefer that all of us benighted proles who are tired of seeing their wives and daughters and sisters and friends slaughtered at the hands of uninvited, ungrateful guests would simply be quiet or get out of the way and stop pointing out the obvious. That no border means more crime. And this will continue. Right now, we just had a federal judge get out there and try to say that the Second Amendment applies to illegal aliens. Illegal immigrants. There's nothing about them that is simply undocumented. They break the law simply by being here. Simply by being here. And all of those things add up. All of those things add up to the same answer. There is no way to start out a relationship here in the United States by ignoring the law. No way at all. And yet they do it. And we sit back and everybody's wanting to be, well, I'm compassionate, I'm this, I'm that. No. 67% of the people. What was that percentage again? Was it 64 or 67? Very high. Very high. 64% of all federal arrestees in 2018. All federal arrestees in 2018. 64% of them. That's what they constituted of all of them. So, and that was very much of a representative of their place in the population, wouldn't you say? I would say. So, yeah, this is an issue, and this is an issue that will continue. It will continue as long as we keep playing this game like we don't have a border. We have a border for a reason. We have sovereignty for a reason. Citizenship has to mean something in order for it to have any value. And it does have value. It is a very lucky thing to be born an American, without a doubt. Very lucky. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. President Biden says the federal government will cover the costs of rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge, which collapsed following a collision with a cargo ship overnight.
We're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency.
Biden called the event a tragic accident and said there's no evidence to suggest any deliberate wrongdoing. Following its debut on Wall Street Tuesday morning under the ticker symbol DJT, shares in former President Trump's social media companies surged by over 50%. Reports indicate that Trump's net worth skyrocketed to $6.5 billion following the surge in stock price. For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made that ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. One of the things that I have had to adopt, is that I carry a flashlight mounted to my weapon. Originally, I wanted to carry it separate. But then I got to thinking about it, and then I had a few people tell me a couple things that made me think about it a little in a different manner. And things began to change for me. Like one of the things that I was asked, Bob Keller asked me this at while we were doing Think and Fire one day. Do I practice shooting one-handed or do I shoot with both hands? And the answer is I shoot with both hands. So because of that, because that is the way I shoot, that means that I need to have a weapons-mounted light. Because I do not train to shoot with a light in one hand and the gun in one hand. And you can call these whatever you would like to call these, you know, a illuminator or a white light. In the beginning, when these things first came out, they were the size of a tailpipe on your pickup truck. And you probably, you know, like when we're talking about the mag lights and everything else, they were probably just as likely to be used as a impact weapon or a clubbing weapon than it was as a light. Now, keep in mind, this was before the Graham and Garner decisions, and the use of force was not yet a seizure under the Fourth Amendment. See, flashlights have long played with law enforcement, flashlights have long played a role, and that's the part. All of this evolution is the result of all these things that have happened with law enforcement primarily. Now, the use of a flashlight as an impact weapon today is a no-go, and for good reason. So carrying a large, heavy flashlight is almost non-existent for cops and armed citizens alike. Most of the flashlights you can find today are very small and have a whole lot of light going to them. So it's unnecessary as light technology has advanced to the point where flashing a light in someone's eyes can be disabling in itself. because they some of these things are very, very bright. So no need to hit them with it. You can just blind them. But bear this in mind. Do not rely on a flash of light in an attacker's eyes as your only defense. It is at best a momentary advantage. But truth of the matter is this. Current light technology is fantastic. You can get one now the size of a lipstick that offers more illumination than you once had on duty if it was powered by 4D cell batteries. And that's a good thing, and it's only going to get better. And it's not total dark environments that you should be worried about the most. You're also worried about inconsistent light, pockets of light that mask potential threats. And total darkness is rare in the areas where most of us live. And the most likely threat is one that can be seen but is obscured by shadow. So you can see it's a person, but what do they have in their hand? Is it a weapon or is it a wallet? So, and having that source of light on your person is always the best thing. Now, I primarily carry guns now with lights mounted on them. I found various ways to carry them both inside and outside the waistband, with rigid holsters and pliable holsters, all these other things. And the light technology that's out there today, the biggest light I use is the TLR-1. I do have a compensator that is mounted on a Surefire X300 that would work with a Glock 19 if I wanted to put it on there. But that's a really big light. My primary carry gun, the Glock 45 at the moment, is it has the TLR-7A, which is a very small light. It has all the, it's nothing fancy. It just lights. I also have a TLR-8 that I could put on it, which has laser built into it and a strobe, if that's what you want. But, activating that kind of stuff is a little more fidgety for me. So I don't necessarily want that. When you start carrying a gun with a light, you have to understand that if you're using that as illumination, you're pointing your gun at somebody. And if you're pointing the light directly at somebody, you're pointing your gun at somebody. And that requires the accompanying amount of attention to detail when you point that pistol at them. Some people have decided to be a little concerned about the way that some of these things are done. I sort of get it. Dave Spaulding was doing he was training with an agency trainer in one of the reduced light classes, and he would not use a handheld light for any of the training. And when asked, he said he used the pistol mounted light for everything and trained his officers the same. And when asked about the muzzle being pointed at persons who weren't a threat, he just shrugged his shoulders there. Now, what he found, though, as time went on, that was that his fears there were a little unfounded. Officers have been trained to understand the proper use of the weapon-mounted light. The mention, seems like law enforcement and citizen trainers are doing a good job of explaining the weapon-mounted light is a supplement to the handheld light and not a replacement. Now, handheld lights, you can get handheld lights very small. They can be very small. If you're worried about how much room they take up, I see some of these guys with these EDCs where they've got the light, they've got a blade, they've got a gun with the light, and you're just wondering, what kind of belt holds that stuff up? How much weight are we carrying around with us? So some of the, if I'm carrying a handheld light, most of the time, I have one from PowerTech called the WOFT, and that's a really short light. It has a little bezel on the front if I have to hit somebody in the face with it. And it's really bright, it's really good, and it's really short. Doesn't take up hardly any room, fits in a pocket, fits in a cargo pocket. It just fits anywhere you stick it, and it's going to be fine. So if you're carrying a supplemental light on the outside, you're going to want to look for something a little bit smaller. But you're also going to have to be aware that your weapon's mounted light, you don't want to be getting out there and pointing the weapon at somebody and shining a light on them, sometimes to ID them, unless this is something you've trained excessively to do. And they have plenty of low light classes out there that you can take. And I would, if you're going to carry this, that's one thing I would heartily recommend. Go out there and take some low light classes, because that will teach you, you'll start building that muscle memory. But if you're teaching you to use a weapon mounted light as a search tool, unless that person is really, 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 really well drilled on this, probably not something you want to do. Now, the concealed carry pistol that's carried by investigators and off-duty officers and legally armed citizens for EDC, that all of that has worked its way down, just like all kinds of other technologies do. Best practices. But they make lights. My son uses a light in his work that hangs on a chain, and when he pulls it off, it lights up. I think it's by O-Light. It's a pretty good little light. And it's about the size, it's not even the size of a, it's about the size of a pair of fingernail clippers. It's a really small light. So, as you're out there and you're figuring out your kit and you're figuring out all the stuff that you've got, just remember that if you're going to do these things, if you want to do these things, carry the gun with the light and everything, train with the gun, go take a low light class, it'll be fine. You'll have a good time, you'll learn, you'll get that muscle memory, start getting the reps, you'll figure out what you're doing. It'll all become second nature to you, and that will just make you that much better of an operator. Unlike the classes I may have taken recently. So, we'll discuss that just for a second. Just because, I'm going to get it shaken out. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This past weekend, I got invited to go shoot and in sort of a class setting. And it wasn't necessarily a class setting. It was more like a bunch of scenarios with where you know, shooting left, shooting right, moving up and all this other stuff. And it was taken down to the lowest common denominator, the lowest one that was easiest to understand, which is fine. Except for some of us that are not operating at the lowest common denominator, I would put myself somewhere mid-range. I'm not the best. I'm not the worst. I'm not a beginner, right? Except one thing that I noticed is that, and this is probably going to be a thing here in South Carolina for a while, because I don't know what it's like in other states where they got permitless carry. But before, there were a bunch of people here in South Carolina that were, let's just say that they were of the belief that getting a permit would put you on a list for the man to come and get you. And if, you know, because you were on the permit list. And, I never paid too much attention to it because you're on all kinds of lists. By the time you become an adult, I mean, by the time I was 18 years old, I was on a selective service list. I had a social security card. I graduated from high school. I was on that list. I worked for a company. I was on that payroll list. I was on a lot of lists. It was a different time back then. We didn't have the surveillance state in place that we have now, but I was still on a lot of lists despite that. I had a driver's license, so I was on that list. So getting a permit didn't mean that much to me. I got the permit. I carried the permit. I maintained the permit. Some people, though, didn't want to be on the list. So they didn't do it. And for me, I was always like, well, what are you going to do in the event something bad happens in front of you? And they'd be like, well, you know, I don't know what I'll do. And maybe they were carrying without a permit. Who knows? I like to abide by the law, even when it's, you know, dubious at best. And having said that, I'm in this class, and the class is going on, and for whatever reason, one of the people in the class decided they want to talk a lot. Now, I never in my time consider that if I show up to a class, at the very least, I'm going to listen to what the instructor has to say. I'm open to all perspectives. If it is not something that is absolutely unsafe, unfounded, or, you know, not a real, you know, if they're doing something like, and they're saying this is a real thing, and you look at it and you're like, nobody does this. If that's the case, well, then I will do the class just for that perspective, because all perspectives come in handy. But sometimes you have that one person in the class where they just got to talk all the time. And that was making things a little, and I, not only did I have one, I had four. I had two on one side and two on the other. And, you know, some of the talking going on was, none of it was, you know, we had live fire shooting going on, but we weren't, with most shooting classes I've been on, the firing line versus where you're sitting in the back loading your magazines and all that other stuff, there's a little bit of distance there. And this one, we were right up on top of it. I mean, we were 10 yards off of it. So whoever was talking was basically, if you had on magnified, amplified ear pro like I had, whatever they were saying, you were hearing. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't shoot. This isn't golf. You know, so ostensibly, if you're in a gunfight, there's going to be all kinds of noise and distractions and all these other things coming on. But I just found that incredibly rude, because we're all there to learn something, and if we're not learning something, if you're not going to let us learn something, could you maybe go away? Shifting to the election, here's a quote from Samuel Adams. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, then they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Guess what? We're there. Entire segments of our population have been told by both the amoral Democrat and the sleazy rhinos out there that they need not obey the law. They've been given permission to steal and destroy property and injure innocent people, all with impunity. From Atlanta, Georgia, on the opening day of the Six Flags facility in Georgia last Sunday, a spontaneous riot broke out involving multiple hundreds of youths. Gunfire was involved, several gunshot injuries, people were attacked and robbed, many injured. Police were completely overwhelmed, which will happen in just about every case. And this is hardly news anymore. This is, you know, the whole civil disorder thing. Anarchy, if you want to call it that. The Six Flags riot described didn't even make a national headline. New York, New York. In a cynical display of impotent security theater, New York's governor has declared New York's National Guardsmen will now be patrolling New York City's violence-ridden subway system. First photos show camouflage-clad troopers all unarmed aboard subway trains. Wonder how long we'll have to wait for one of these defenseless troopers to be shot by an armed illegal alien gang member. Of course, the governor would never trust these guys with guns. Denver, Colorado. Denver's mayor sheepishly begging the city's already beleaguered homeowners to unhesitatingly open their homes to newcomers, which is also known as unvetted, unhealthy, non-English-speaking illegal aliens. When asked what these illegal migrants will actually do while they're guests in your home, and now homeowners will they be able to evict these guests, the mayor not surprisingly had no answers. That sounds like a bad deal to me. And meanwhile, the city's hospitals and schools, parks, and sanitary systems are completely overwhelmed, and it grows worse by the day. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Between now and 2025, what can only be described as anarchy will become a daily occurrence, particularly in metro areas, if you live in one of those. Legitimate American citizens who own property, work for a living, pay taxes, and obey the law are utterly forgotten by deep state politicians. It may as well not even exist. They're counting on illegal votes, which I don't know how they're actually going to get them. And they want, this is just to stay in power. That's all they're doing, is just trying to stay in power. And as far as personal safety is concerned, you're going to have to provide your own. You don't mean anything to the leftist Marxist who runs the cities. There's been an unchallenged political orthodoxy within which people have convinced themselves that the laws of the universe don't apply to them. And we protect them dutifully from the logical consequences of their arrogant stupidity. And that works, of course, right up to the moment the Visigoths show up. And then the Visigoths are here. And we're letting them in. In many states, for example, blue states, shoplifting is now de facto legal. We've completely decriminalized crime. It's now common for a brazen thief, which most a lot of these are part of these crime syndicates coming out of the illegal alien groups and gangs, to enter a store like any other shopper, openly pick up what they want, exit without paying. They don't even need to hide stolen merchandise. And the store employees are prohibited from so much as unconvincing them in any way. So they steal whatever they want as they arrogantly display absolute confidence that no one will interfere with them. And nobody does. They're not going to make arrests or even respond to thefts or merchandise less than a certain value. In most states, that figure is $1,000. But it is ratcheting up as the problem goes worse. And, of course, the woke prosecutors don't prosecute the thieves. So the retailers are experiencing staggering levels of theft, which leads to a hefty price increase on the rest of this. And the problem with the successful petty crime is that it invariably emboldens bigger and more violent crimes like purse snatching, carjackings, kidnappings, robbery and murder. So remember this. Envy is irrational anger at the success of others. So said Thomas Aquinas. Hour number two is coming up. Joining us next is going to be Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. We're going to talk about the judge that found that, you know, there's gun rights exist for illegal aliens in the United States today. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.